We were talking last time about County Down By, but a friend recently lent me a wee book produced by the children of a primary school up in North Antrim Hay. In North Antrim, and in County Derry too, people tend to put hay on the end of nearly every sentence. A bit like my Canadian friends, eh? Whereas in County Down we tend to say by instead, like Newfoundland. This book's called Some Handling, which is an expression that means a bit of an undertaking. It goes along with a few other similar expressions like keep her lit, and now we're sucking diesel. For instance, you might say, that sports car's some handle, hey? North Antrim's pretty close to Scotland, only about 20 miles away across the North Channel. So a lot of Scots expressions have found their way into the local dialect, hey? Lang may your lum reek is an example. It means long may your chimney smoke. In other words, may you live for a long time. Other Scots expressions like canny, dinny, willny and havny are used regularly in Antrim and also in the Lower Arts Peninsula in eastern County Down, which is also strong in the Scots dialect. For instance, is dinny hae your chores done yet? And if you havena got them done by tea time, is willny begin oot at all? A stream is called a burn. You might hae stirabout instead of porridge for your breakfast. And quite often you wouldn't know what they're talking about. I have some friends from near Ballymoney in North Antrim, and they would be quite likely to go roon the toon for some cackleberries and pretty roots. That would be to go round the town for some egg and chips, french fries to some. Or maybe they'd ask for a root and toot supper. That's fish and chips to you and me. Now, if you happen to offend someone from County Antrim, they make it all affronted, so they might. You can probably gather a visit to different parts of Northern Ireland can be a bit of a cultural experience. Now, if you can describe County Down as up and down, then County Antrim is mostly up. The Antrim Plateau rises gently eastwards from the River Bann to a series of hills, in Slemish for instance, then drops suddenly to the sea as a series of cliffs and glens, the nine glens of Antrim. They are full of beautiful scenery, and songs and poems have been written about them. The best known glen is called Glenarf. And all along the east and north coast of Antrim, linking all the glens and lots of small fishing villages, is the Antrim Coast Road, with a view of Scotland's Mull of Kintyre and the Hebrides on the seaward side. A few years ago I sailed my boat, Warrior Maid, across from the Mull of Kintyre to Glenarm in County Antrim, and then home to Grimsport on the south side of Belfast Lough. A very relaxing kind of holiday. I haven't sailed the boat anywhere this year, but we did manage to get it into the water at least. We were on board, having a barbecue the other Sunday, after the tall ships had sailed past on their way homewards from Belfast. Front row seats, eh?